Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
And God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday afternoon broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. This rainy day we have today, it has been raining now since last night. And again, cool and damp. But we enjoy each day that our Creator sends to us. It's a blessing. I also want to remind you that today is daylight saving time for those of us who participate in that. So I hope you set your clocks back today, 1 hour back. It is now 1 o'clock and time for our afternoon broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. As we have changed times, and we'll be on the 1 o'clock afternoon broadcast for a little while now. Today's discussion will be in the creation of the heaven and the earth, a message to a people who will understand. All creation worships and serves the law. The very nature of all created things is to obey the will of its creator. Not only to do so, but to rejoice in being blessed with the privilege to do so. Allah's power is without limit. Allah's power is absolute or perfect. The signs in Allah's creation have messages to feed our minds and souls. These signs open our inner vision to our inner spiritual life. But in order to read and comprehend them, we must have faith in Allah and believe in Allah's unseen reality. Because Allah created all we see and all we don't see. This is how we know and understand that Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. Not only is Allah the Lord of all the worlds, but He is also the maintainer of all the world. Everything Allah created, Allah gave it moral laws and obligations to protect it from self-destruction. This evil that we see in this world is because people have been given a limited amount of freedom of choice. This means that we as humans can choose good or evil. Allah says in His final revelation in the Quran for all humankind that the bad that happens to us comes from our own choices. And all the good that happens to us is from our choosing to follow Allah's will. So this evil we see taking over our life in this world, we can't blame nobody but ourselves. So people, as we see, we're constantly complaining, wondering why this, that, and the other. But what must we do, people? What is the real problem? The real problem comes within, from within each and every one of us, because none of us are perfect. And we all each day must be constantly focused on what? The will of the Creator. Whoever we want to call that creator, His will, His purpose for putting us here, His moral laws, forgive me. If this is not being done, people, if we can't seek His help and guidance the first thing in the morning and be grateful and thank Him for blessing us through the day, the last thing at night, then don't expect that good that we're looking for to happen, because we fought ourselves. We made ourselves the God over the Creator. We made choices that were not good, and those choices that were not good resulted in bad choices and disappointments. But we want to thank a lot that we are blessed people to be able to be here today, to hear his call back to the right path when we've gone astray. And now I have talked for a while here. I see that Imam Shahid Chabaz is here with us. I'm trying to get him on the air. Seems like sometimes we have problems. I don't know what's happened here. Seems like we're going through the same thing I went through the last time. It kicked me out, and I'm trying to get back in. So I hope, people, that you can still hear me. I don't know whether I'm still on the air or not. Looks like I'm going to have to go back into the show again. At the Blog Talk Radio, I will have to come out and go back in again because I am not in the studio. So hold on, people. I am using this cell phone, and sometimes it jumps on me and throws me off of what we call the page. So I have been thrown off. Imam Shahid Chabaz, if you can hear me, you may go on with the show while I try to come back on. Be patient, people. We are here, and we'll be with you in a few minutes. God, how can I get back to these? How do I get back to? Oh, man, this is wild. Oh, how do I get back? I don't know how to go back. On to my show. Oh, brother. I seem to have a problem here getting on to the show. I'm trying to find out. How to get back into my show here. Oh, brothers, this is really ridiculous here. Okay. I don't know whether I'm being heard or not, people. I am trying to get back into my show, and it doesn't seem to be working. What I'm doing here, not taking me back to the studio. So, brother, this is really ridiculous here. Let me show this Facebook. They won't take me to Facebook. Come on, let me sign in, please, people. Finally, you have. Oh, come on. I'm supposed to be on the air, and they have all of this stuff coming on. Everything but turn me back to my show. I need to go back to my studio. Come on, please. All right, people, I am on the air. Forgive me, I just got back. This is ridiculous. Now I'm going to try to see if I can get Imam Shahid Chabaz on. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Walaikum salam. No.
Oh, they're acting up again with us today. I was cut off and taken out and had a minute trying to get back on again. I can hear you very well.
So, well, I didn't know whether you could hear me or not.
Yes, I can hear you. So if you would go on now, I have you on. If I can hear you, I believe the audience can hear you. So you may go on at this point. And again, your discussion for today. I've already introduced you, and after I introduce you, I'm going to let you on and they just mess me up. and went off altogether. So now we are back on the show. It seems like some of the guests who hung up, they did come on now, but we still have someone come on. And you may go from this. The show is up to you. It's your time now.
First of all, we want to greet our listening audience in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Prophet Adam to Prophet Muhammad, the last of the prophets, peace be upon all Allah's great men, prophets, messengers that he sent to save erring humanity like we have today from self-destruction. And he sent them with a prayer that is a prayer that is universally said by all religions in the Holy Quran for all people that will save us if we would just think on this prayer and not just think on this prayer, but adhere to this prayer. That means strive sincerely to practice this prayer in your life, your everyday life. And this is called Al-Fatiha, the opening prayer of the Holy Quran. With the name Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thee alone do we seek for help. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Thank you. As the show title today is about the signs and all of Allah's creation, they are signs that not only speak to us and give us messages from our Creator Allah, but we understand that Allah, he said in the Quran that he's the light and the life of the heavens and the earth. So now, what am I getting at? The life of the heavens and the earth is Allah. And the light of the heavens and the earth is Allah. Now, understand, if you will follow me closely, what we're saying. We're going to take our time. Now, understand that in the language of religion, there's what's called rituals, and there's what's called basic and fundamental teachings. The rituals, they are signs also, but Allah blesses those with the rituals who have been blessed by Allah to understand his truth in its highest spiritual meaning so that they can break it down to those who haven't reached that level yet. And I've been one that he's blessed like that. Praise be to Allah through my teacher, Imam Wafi bin Muhammad, and other teachers. But that's my main teacher that taught. Allah blessed to teach me. And then from that point, Allah blessed me to go on my own because faith is personal. But Allah said there are signs in the creation to speak to us, our souls and our minds, and there are signs in our own selves. And he said these signs are all signs that point to his reality. They point us to the life that he has ordained or created for us and for all creation. And that life that he's created for human beings on the planet and all creations, that life is good life. It's not hard, it's good life. What is good life? Good life is moral life. Now, Allah said he also created the heavens and the earth and ourselves for justice. For justice. Now, when we go against the laws of Allah in our own life, we are being unjust to ourselves. And then when we become unjust to ourselves, we begin to break the outer moral laws in Allah's outer creation. We begin to pollute the air. We begin to commit fornication. We begin to commit adultery, lie, steal, all of the vices and all of the evils we see in the world. We can try to blame one man, Donald Trump, or blame the devil, or blame anybody or anything we want. But each and every human being is responsible for their own conduct, and actions. Almighty God, Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being. So you are responsible by Allah, your creator, to look not outside, but inside of your heart where he put the good at. And bring that good, ask Allah to help you bring his goodness out of you so that you can live the life he created you to live, which is a righteous and moral life like Prophet Muhammad. This man, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of all humankind, he lived the best moral life of a human being that a human being have lived, because he fulfilled the life of all the goodness that Allah put in all human beings, for all human beings, for all prophets, all messengers, and all human beings who expect to have any hope for their soul salvation on the day of judgment. He's the best example for us all. Prayers and peace be upon him. So my phone is not going to, I'm letting you know now, it's not going to be on that long. I got to get another phone because this charge is going out and I just bought a phone. So I will give you as much as I can of the show and then the host. And if any guest is on, they'll have to finish the show. But I'll give you all I got on the phone while, you know, it's still charged up that Allah put in me to give you. So what we're trying to get at, people, is that people always, as the sister said, talking about Muslims too, always talking about the evil in the world and what Donald Trump is doing and the wars he's going to start, and they're going to have a blackout at a certain time and comets going to come down and do this. Okay, well, all of these things they can say. But guess what? Guess who knows the mysteries of the unseen? Only Allah. So if you have faith in Allah, you don't believe in what man say. I don't care what man say. You believe in Allah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, whose word can be truer than my words? So if anybody else tell you anything or say anything, you don't follow them. They don't have all knowledge. Allah have all knowledge. And Allah knows the unseen. Allah knows what's coming. We don't. I hope you can still hear me. Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yes, yes, I am. I hear you.
Okay,
yes,
I just want to make sure the audience can hear me, because I don't have much time on the phone. Excuse me?
I'm hearing you clearly, and I believe I can hear you too.
Okay, well, as I was saying, you know, we as human beings, first of all, you got to recognize Allah says in the Quran that our life as a human being, our death as a human being, and our resurrection from the dead, grace as a human being, is in no way but as an individual soul. So Allah said, if your religion is because of your sect or your group or your culture or your background, he said, for any of those reasons, he said, you must stop it and make your faith and your religion personal with him. Stop thinking that your sheikh can save you, a Muslim leader, an imam, or your rabbi, or a minister in the Christianity, or any person. Your salvation as an individual human being is in your own self. It's in your own soul. When Allah created you as a human being, every human being put the nature of good in you so that you would be able to tap into his goodness at all times, huh? And protect yourself from all the evil he knew was going to be coming at you all the time. Yes. Allah speaks to us in our heart. When your heart is pure, when your heart is good, when your thoughts are good, you can hear Allah. And Allah said, when a thought of evil assail your mind from the Satan, the evil, rejected, accursed devil, he said, call Allah to remembrance, and lo, you'll see aright. you begin to see light, because the evil can't stand in the evil can only exist in the absence of truth. Evil cannot stand in the presence of truth. So if you remember Allah all the time, guess what? Evil gonna stay away from you all the time. But Allah says in the Quran, remember me, I remember you. Reject not faith in me, and I will guide you. Allah also, he said in the Quran, he guide not the wrongdoers. So if you're out here doing wrong and calling yourself a Muslim, and you think you're being slick, smoking crack, drinking alcohol, fornicating, committing adultery, being selfish, having freakish sexual activities, and then coming to the masjid, praying and making hajj and going through all the beautiful rituals of Islam, guess what? You might as well be doing all that stuff in vain. Allah don't accept your faith. You can't mix faith with wrongdoing. Allah only accept that which is good. Now, Allah said if you accidentally, because he didn't make you perfect, make a mistake and do some wrong, he said follow up that wrong you did with some good, with good intentions, and he'll wipe out that wrong as if though you never did that wrong and bless you for a full good deed. Now, that's how merciful he is. Now, nobody had no excuse to say, I couldn't do wrong because of the evil around me, or I will live in an evil time. That's a lie. You can't do good unless you don't want to do good. You got a will, you can do good. Just like you can do bad, and you do bad, most of us. Most people, you can do good, too, if you have the will to do good. Allah said, if you bring your will to him and submit it, give it to him, then Allah said he will guide you to all his goodness and protect you from all evil. So this is a moral-based teaching. This is a teaching based on good morality. Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. And he said wrongdoing is that which wavers in your heart and your soul and which you dislike people finding out about. Ain't that the truth? You see. And we also told, in my conclusion at this time, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all the worlds, he said also, if we guarantee, as human beings, guarantee him just these two things, he will guarantee us the heaven that he promised in the hereafter to be with him forever in his heaven. He said, if we guarantee him, we will control our mouth, our tongue, and our private parts, he will guarantee us heaven. Now ask yourself, can you do that? Are you willing to do that? If you do, you guaranteed heaven. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening, our beautiful radio audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabbat. The reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning and joining our show and our broadcast this morning. We got off to late start us again, I said. Unfortunately, we're talking about us as human beings and the problems that we bring on ourselves. We want to blame everybody and everything for it and be surprised and ask ourselves, why is this happening? And why is that happening? But people, we must always check ourselves out and see, are we following the rules and laws that we created and put on this earth to follow? The laws, the moral laws of our Creator. Are we living the natural way? Or have we chosen to live through the law of man's laws that he chose for us to follow? This is what's making the difference. And I'm saying this to say that I remember when we were little, we used to be able to, where I live, leave our doors open day or night, keep anything on our porch anywhere we wanted to. Sleep all night long, wake up the same day, nobody bothered us, nobody bothered it. But nowadays, people, we are living in a different time. The world has become so full of evil and corruption. No respect for the fellow man anymore. No respect for self anymore. I
am broadcasting now over my cell phone, so this is why I'm having some of the problems that I'm having, because my computer was stolen from me. I put it on my front porch because I had to go down some steps to my car in the back, and I wasn't able to carry a lot of the things I was carrying with me. So I called myself hiding it behind the cart I had and some more bags until I could bring the car around front to pick it up. But it was stolen from me, yes. It was stolen from me, everything. Everything quickly taken from me. But not. And it turns out that we have what we call a drug house down the street from us. The neighborhood is changing fast now, and we have a lot of houses being sold to people who are coming in and redeveloping, and they're fixing the neighborhood up. But as you know, when they change, you don't get everybody out that you desire to have out. You have this one house that's still there, and unfortunately, they say it's a drug house. And the people are constantly watching out to see if they can see anything they can grab that's left being up behind or somebody's yard on their porch.
Sakira,
yes, so one moment, please. So anyway,
I'm not going to be on this phone long because my battery is about gone, okay? So I'm just letting you know that. So when you no longer hear me, I'm not on the phone.
Okay, thank you. Rob. So I'm going to go on so the Madam Chair, he should can continue. We want to hear him. But that's why, people, I am on the cell phone too now recording, and I have a few problems getting on sometimes because if I have to be touch anything but the right spot in the right place, then everything goes off. So I've had that trying to get on, but Allah bless us to get on. And so now I don't want to hold up any longer. But this is what it's all about, us and our responsibility for us, the Creator and service for Him on earth. Now I give to you Imam Shaheed Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum. Like I said, my phone won't be on that long because I just got another one right here in the car with me. I got to get me another one. I got to upgrade it. That's what I'm doing. But until then, if I can speak to you and bring the message of Allah, He used me to do that, that's what I'll do. As I was talking about the signs of Allah's creation, everything that we see in the creation is a message. It's a message from Allah, our Creator. What kind of message is it? It's a message telling you that He exists. We see the sun. We see the moon. We see rain come down out of the sky, and we see the earth dead and dry, and then we see life produced out of that earth. We see so many things in creation. We also see the fact that when we're asleep, we're next to death, and we know it's only through the grace of a power, whether we acknowledge them or not, higher than us, that puts the life back in our body so we can come back in this world and live a little while longer and prepare ourselves for that inevitable day that we got to meet our Creator and give an accountability for the life that we live in this material world the short time we were here. This is what the message is all about. The message is that of truth and righteousness. The message is of truth. Living a truthful life, an honest life. The message is understanding that Allah gave us the little limited freedom of will, but if you truly understand correctly, you don't have a will if you're a true believer in Allah. You are like the angels. What do the angels say when Allah gives them a command? They say, we hear and we obey. A human being, if they are in their right nature, submitting to the will of Allah on the earth, Allah said He raised them a little higher than angels. You know why? Because a human being on the earth that submit to the will of Allah Almighty, their Creator, they are just like an earth angel. They don't have a will of their own. When Allah and His Prophet Muhammad give a command, they say, we hear and we obey. That's how I am right now. You can believe it or not believe it. It doesn't matter to me what you believe. What matters to me is what my Creator accepts of me in terms of my faith, or if he don't accept to me my faith, he's the one I'm concerned with accepting me and not accepting me. Not a human being, not even a jinn, but Allah, the Creator, my Creator and your Creator. And I want to say that Allah says that, you know, that if you had all the wealth on the earth for you materialistic Muslim and materialistic people, he said if you had all the material wealth on this earth, huh? And he said, you know, he added even more, gave you even more. He said, in vain would you offer it on the day of judgment as a ransom to save your soul. He said, wouldn't save your soul. He said, all that will save your soul is good deeds. So he tells us in this world right here, he says, not our material things, nor our children, our family, relatives, none of these things is going to bring us closer to him in degrees. Spiritually, he says, only our faith and good deeds, people. So we should understand that our wealth is our physical health. Why? Because with your physical health, you can do a lot of good deeds, and you ain't even got to have a whole lot of money either. You ain't got to have no money to do good. A kind word is a good deed. A smile on your face to cheer somebody's day up, that's a good deed. Picking something up out the road that might endanger somebody, they might run over with their car and have an accident, or somebody might fall and step on and hurt themselves, that's charity. So Almighty God gives reward for all sincere good intentions, and sincere acts of charity. And it doesn't have to be with money. In fact, money is not the biggest form of charity, no way. The greatest form of charity is to share the word of Allah with somebody else and cause their soul to wake up to the reality of their Creator Allah in them, and then they begin to do good and become a light of Allah on this earth in this spiritual dark world of people, mentally and spiritually, so that they can see their way back to Almighty God Allah in all this spiritual and mental darkness we are in on this planet earth at this time. So, you know, all praise is due to Allah. Don't appear that you got people that want to talk. I done gave this phone number to so many people, and I know a lot of them probably is busy, but I don't think all of them busy at all times. Now, if they want to hear me talk, that's fine. But also, if you say you believe in Almighty God Allah, you should have some type of testimony to give to the people to let them know the power, the glory, the mercy, and the goodness of Almighty God Allah, what he's done in your personal life. And if you don't have that, then you're not worshiping Allah. There's no way you can worship such a wonderful, good, awesome Creator without having something to say. Like he said, which of my favors will you deny in the Quran? So I'm saying to you who don't come on at any time, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Huh? So with that said, I'm going to say again, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Again, if you are listening to the Sunday afternoon broadcast of Imam Shahidi Chabaz, the reality of the Creator, which is now being brought to you every Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank those of you who are patient enough to stay with us during our efforts to try to come on the show this morning. And you are getting some strong, strong teachings again from Imam Shahid Chabaz, the beautiful message that Allah has blessed him, has put within him to give to you. And you know Allah's words when you hear them. And you can hear from this message how he explains it. And he explains it so beautifully as to Allah's will and how we're to serve him. What he wants for us on this earth and wants us to do. He brings this message so clearly to you. And we thank Allah for him. He's working hard. And he hasn't been through all these big universities and colleges because they don't bring the message to you. They take the message away from you. And they send their message to you, but they want you to know. So they make you a part of, they make themselves your God.
force you to try to think that you are some kind of a God when you listen to all the stuff that's being taught and told to you from in these so-called schools, institutions, whether they're religious schools or whether they're schools for learning skills and acquiring technical knowledge and something, careers and all. They are all the same. They are taking you away from creation. Instead of turning you towards creation, turning you towards your creator, they're taking you away from your creator. And you must understand it. And he always comes to that lowly, humble man who's willing to listen and hear his message and carry his message to the people. And this man, John, doesn't have all those degrees because the degrees are only distraction. Their degrees are distraction, taking you away from the way that your creator plans to live. And people, this is why we have all of this confusion that we have today. Because people have
gone. Sister, can I share something? Can I share something
yes,
with the people before I go?
Yes, sir.
The real university, okay, the real university, people, is the university of the universe. You learn from studying the signs of Allah in the universe. The real PhD that you get in school is not the real PhD. The real PhD is proper human development. And you can only get proper human development when you begin to learn to fear Allah. What is the fear of Allah? That is the fear to do those things that your creator has forbidden for you to do wrong, sin, evil. When you fear to do evil, fear to do wrong, then you can begin to earn your PhD, your proper human development. Then you can begin to learn from the university of the universe. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my friend. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Imam Chaid Shabazz. Again, people, you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Chaid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Those of you who want to comment or ask questions, push the number one button. We're glad to have you on the show with us. We always love the feedback. Right now, people are listening to Imam Shabazz talk. Again, about the universe and the schools, it reminded me that we are constantly being tested. We hear from struggles and trials and tests. And what are they? A test with us, we have what we call problems here that must be solved. We have to figure out what the right action or what the best way is to solve this problem for the good, to make things good again. So we get situations that are difficult in life, all of us. And I know there is a situation somewhere, I mean, very close. And it's been very hard on us, those of us who know this person. It's been very hard because no one would expect this person to have committed suicide. But the person was having a problem. And this person's problem was someone else's problem, see, in the family, because it had a problem from the, what you call autism. It affects the way the person reacts and thinks things responds to people and situations. So, therefore, this is not just from childhood. It's not from childhood, but goes throughout life. And sometimes you become used to a person and don't realize some of the needs and how they're crying out for help and letting you know, I really need this. I really need your attention. And sometimes it's hard for us as parents to give attention to this person when we realize that they are mature physically to a certain age, physical age maturity. Now realize that this person still has difficulties, otherwise, physical difficulties, and it still must be handled with patience and understanding and confidence. Given to this person. Well, I think this situation is one of those unfortunate ones, but the person obviously seen enough attention that they ended up committing suicide. People, this is what we mean by following the signs. It's always easy. There are always signs given to us
And we had another similar one, too, that I know of, which another person had a rare different disease. And this was multiple sclerosis. And again, was crying out for help. But with the circumstances, these people passed away. And then it wakes us up to realize, what could I have done? What could I have done differently? What is it that I didn't do? What is it that I was missing? So we're given signs in everything. And if we're given a problem, we're given ways to solve that problem. We can get an idea to clues to how that problem can be solved. But we must stay focused and totally aware and focus on one of our creators. We always seek this help. And this is what most of us don't do. We don't turn to the creator like we should. We don't fucking pray like our ancestors pray. We seek the God of our creator. So we must do that. I have noise in the background here. I don't know where it's coming from. And now, can you eat your mouth? Are you still there? And now, Shabbat, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. I'm in this. Yes.
Okay, I had done it. I guess it's when I called you back on, you answered the noise from left. So it might be where you are. I don't know. But there was noise in the background. But anyway, people.
Yeah, it's going to be noise in the background because I told you my phone was about out and I'm in the store trying to get another phone. So I told you that. I told the audience that.
Oh, yes, I understand that.
So that's why I told you to continue to talk until I can get back with you. And so I need you to do that now.
Okay, thank you very much. People, what I'm saying is that we have tried to be our own family with circumstances, things that are happening. Things that are happening, people we don't understand. We're taking people for granted. We're taking it for granted that people should be acting a certain way in certain conditions. But that's not so because everybody is an individual. And as an individual, we have a tendency to perceive a thing acceptably differently from the way you might perceive, I think we should perceive or accept it. And as such, that creates a conflict, a problem that we seem to sort of turn our way sometimes from, you know, and not really give our attention to. Because I want to see that person in a different light, as maybe being stubborn, rebellious, set in their ways, and all these that we name calling that we do. But we must be very careful because what's happening is that we have been given signs and warnings that that person really needs, you need to take time out to try to figure out and assist that person. That person needs some attention. You might not always be able to know how to let you know they need that attention, how to express themselves. So it's really working between you and working with others. The situations in the neighborhood the same. How do we cope with our neighbors to keep peace? It begins at the home. How do we cope within the family to keep peace? So people, our chances with one another and how we handle the situations that have been given to us and deal with the problems as we call them that we are confronted with one another. We can always turn the conflict around and bring that person who seems to be one that we accept is creating problems to one that one of our best friends and one of our best helpers. And then it's happened in some situations. But it takes time to try to understand the other person. It takes patience for that and work. And it makes us a better person in the end, and everybody, it brings about more peace in the end. This is what we're talking about, people. What we see happening, believe it or not, it is because of the choices that we have made. The decisions we have made and not following our Creator was constantly teaching on patience and perseverance. We have to take the time out to love, really to understand what love means. You have to understand that word love, what it really means. And it really requires a lot of giving of yourself, giving of self for others, for the sake of others. For the betterment of humanity, and helping to make another person happy. And in that, you find your own happiness. your own people. It's about you working together, community, huh? But they make connections, making us one humanity, one human family. This people is what we have to understand, is what we need to do in order to bring about the creation of this earth that we're looking for, the earth that we want, this peaceful earth, the earth with people caring about each other, sharing each other, joining each other, and happiness and all. This is what we have to do, people, if we want that situation to occur. It won't happen overnight. It won't happen by somebody else. It's going to happen from coming within self first. And now I think I've talked maybe a little too much. I have here a caller on the line that has been here for a few minutes. I don't know how long this person has actually been on, whether they've been on long enough at this time to come in or not. But I will have them come on the air to see if they have a question at this time or comment. The number is 202-497-5447. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
So I'm listening. This is Rashid. I was just calling. I'm kind of missing the show. I just got back into a little place where I'm at or whatever, and I just thought about it, and I was like, I got to catch it or whatever. So alhamdulillah, I did get to hear what you said, Ma, or whatever and stuff, and I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't get to catch what my father said, but I just want to say I send my salam to everybody out there and to the people who are not Muslims. I hope that Allah bless y'all to get the right understanding and take heed, and I just want to say I love Allah, and assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam, son.
There's your father. He's still here. He had to just come off for a minute. You know, he talks sometimes and I talk. But he's still on the air, so you don't have a chance to hear him.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to wait on y'all to get through and get our talk.
All right, go ahead, Dad.
All right. Okay.
You know, brother.
Now, I'm going to wait on you to get through talking, then I'll talk.
You have it, Imam, Brother Imam Shabazz. You're on the air.
All right, I'm on there. I'm waiting to just be on there by myself.
All right.
As long as I'm on there by myself, what I want to say to you, son, is this. I was talking to you earlier about the creation, and I was talking to you about how can people know God in the world today. You look all around you in D.C., you look all around you in the United States and the world, and you see a world full of pitiful people. The sister was talking about earlier somebody committing suicide. It don't really matter about who in your family or whatever. I got people in my family that committed suicide. What matters is why are these people committing suicide? Why are these people so depressed that a man in Nevada, Las Vegas, a rich man, he had all of what most people want riches. He got his gun and went out and killed about 60 people and wounded about 500 more people, crippling people for life. Innocent people hadn't done nothing to that man. That man done that because he was depressed. That man done that because he didn't know that there's another way out that you can take and get pressure off you without having money, you see, without having riches. He didn't know that the real riches was in truth. The real riches was in goodness. The real riches was in righteousness. He didn't know that his heart could find satisfaction if he would just remember his God, his creator. Hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah.
No question. Absolutely.
So, you know, as I said, I'm in a place where there's noise at. I'm still trying to get the message to y'all as best as I can. And I hope y'all can get the message. I hope you understand that I'm going to keep talking. As long as the machine's on, I'm still going to keep talking. Because I know
Inshallah.
Allah blessed me with a voice so I can still be heard over machines or anything else. Because it ain't my voice, it's his voice. So, you know, what we need in the world today, we need God consciousness. Most of the people are walking around like animals. They don't even like to think. Most people are following their low, carnal animal desires. And if you try to mention to them about there is a creator, the first thing one of them want to say, well, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Where is it at? That's what they've done in the days of old with the prophets and messengers. Where is he at? We can't see him. You might not can't see him, but who keeping the air that you breathing? Who keeping that air going that you breathing? Huh? Even when you do something bad, who giving you the life that you doing the bad you doing with?
It's a creator.
It's Allah. And Allah, for all of you that don't know what Islam, the Islamic term Allah means, Allah means that the creator is all in all. It means Allah. All in all means the creator's power. Huh? Is all in everything. You can't find nothing created that don't have his power in it. And not only his power, but his control. He controls everything in the heavens and the earth. Even evil feels good. Evil says in the Holy Quran, I fear God, I fear Allah. Now, if evil fear God, why in the hell these so-called human beings down here don't fear God?
Yeah,
and they
no
think
question.
They can keep on doing evil and get good out of doing evil, you crazy.
Yeah.
If you do evil, you're going to get evil back.
No question.
If you do good, you're going to get good back. That's what we're talking about. And all the signs in yourself and in the heavens and the earth, they all point to the goodness of Allah. They all point to his goodness. So I'm going to let you speak right now if you want to say something else, but that's what I was talking about, and that's what I've been talking about.
Well, alhamdulillah, man. You was on point all the way there, man. Like, you just woke me up. I'm glad you did that for me, man, because that just made me, man, just want to love Allah even more. Like, man, you was on point all the way, man. That's all I can say, man. Alhamdulillah, man. Man, I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad you're my father, man. I love you, man. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Love you, too. So, you know, co-host, that was my son, of course. And, you know, he did get a chance to come on. He said he would, and I'm glad to hear him. I think the creator, he did bless me to be able to keep on using this form, even if it go out. He's blessed me to do most of the show with it. And I think most of the people could hear me clear, even though I'm in the store.
Yes, sir. You're being heard very clear. I remember one time that I didn't pay attention to my phone. It was very low. I thought sure it was going to go out any moment. But Allah blessed it to me to go all the way through the show with it. And still I have a few little time left. So when the percentage gets low, sometimes you can go for a few hours with it. And
that's true. I see that, but that's Allah's mercy.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. So it's just something that you could come on, that the show did continue, because with these cell phones, it's not as easy to do the show as it is on the computer, because you have to see something.
No, it's not.
I remember that. It happened hitting my finger on something and the whole show just got knocked off, you know. So these little things, you have to be just hold it so calmly and be very, very careful in how you handle these phones. Otherwise, you can knock yourself right off the air. And that's what I'm trying to do now. Because the switchboard that I have here is more difficult to operate on a phone than it is on a computer. But you want to be before me, and Shahish about people to come to us, and that you can see the information you get from each planet is so important. It's our salvation, that's what it's for. From Allah, it's from us, for us to take heed. Because the time we're living in now, and everybody's talking about how close it is because of what's happening on this earth, the signs again. The signs are letting us know that the quote, end of time, as we always discuss and say, is near. We have things happening that have never happened before. Planets coming from the earth we've never seen before. Storms have never been raging, they've never been before like we are. Destruction is everywhere. Destruction is taking more people's lives than ever before. And all around, not just in the United States, but all over the world. These are signs, signs. It's like they're not just signs, they say the word sign, and that's it. So they're warning us to take heed to become serious. Actually, there was a broadcast, and
because you didn't know what was going to happen. But you never can tell that there was been a drill that he had done to become a defense. So they came on Facebook and all this news and everything. And just know that this drill could possibly cause a complete blackout all over the United States this weekend. It's supposed to be done from the 4th to the 6th, which was beginning yesterday, I believe, and it's supposed to continue to Monday. But they didn't know what the result of this drill would be. They say they have done the drill before, but they never used an EMP. And if they should use this, they don't know exactly the catastrophe that it could cause, the damage it could cause. So they didn't think that they would be doing that yet because they weren't sure of the results of it. But just in case, they want to let us know that we need to stock up on food and water and all this. Because once the blackout happened, it would happen all over the United States, and we wouldn't be able to use cell phones, we wouldn't be able to use the television, radio, anything. Electricity or anything would just be darkness. Like going back in time to the beginning of time. So, alhamdulillah, we kind of thought that he would put in man's heart not to try to do something, experiment in a way that would harm the whole world like this, so, a whole United States like this. So, we're thankful that they did not do this experiment, but you never can tell when somebody's mind becomes so curious they decide to go ahead anyway, especially with this rebellious government we have now. That's rebelling against the law with our unfortunate president that we have that has some serious problems himself. And is rejecting everybody and everything and wants to do things his way. So therefore, we don't know what to expect anymore. But we know that Allah is always with us. He's always near. He's always on time. And he is for the good of his creation. And he is the one who's going to interfere and not allow this evil wickedness to take over and destroy the creation. So we have the confidence. And we are thankful that it did not happen this weekend as they thought it possibly could have happened. So we've had other warnings like that, though. We had one in September with the money, the banks closing up. And we had another one with the moons coming into orbit. All this, the possibilities of what could happen. But we see how Allah is. Nothing will happen without his permission. And nothing will happen that we would be able to predict. When he chooses for something to happen, it's on us. And we know nothing about it. So people, but we always want to stay prepared. Those warnings are good because they teach us what to say. Stock up on this and never always keep some on hand. So in case there is an emergency all of a sudden that we know nothing about, we should always be prepared to have something on hand in our home that can sustain us for a while. That's the whole message in that. And now I'm going to give you, without talking any longer, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I want to say this. I heard you. First of all, I want to say this. History repeats itself. And Allah do not change. There's nothing that's happening now in the world we're in, the 21st century, that didn't happen 5,000 years ago. Everything repeats itself. Good repeats good, and evil repeats evil. Allah always dealt with the people the same way he dealt with them today in the past. And can't no man predict what Allah gonna do. Can't no human being or jinn predict what Allah gonna do. Allah have all knowledge, foreknowledge, complete knowledge. And only Allah know when what gonna happen, gonna happen. And I wanted to say this too out of the Holy Quran for Muslims and everybody. Almighty God, Allah has already preordained everything we see going on in the world. What do I mean by that? I mean this. I mean he already had everything written down that was going to happen from the beginning to the end of his creation. Everything. Everything. So my battery might be gone now. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very clear.
Okay, the battery is on its way out. So, anyway, with that said, I just want to say that, you know, it's been my pleasure with you all today, but I got to get another phone. And, you know, so like I said, I hope you all got a lot out of the program. I'm not coming playing. And I want to say with all you Muslims who are out here playing with Islam, Allah said you're going to be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. Allah said you Muslim hypocrites who are out here deliberately doing wrong and saying you're following Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, He said y'all going to be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. And all you Muslims talking about, the Muslims, some Muslims going to die, they're coming out of here. If you're a Muslim, true believer of Allah, and you say something like that again out of your mouth, that I don't mind going to hell because I'm going to come out, you are insane. You will not find that in the Holy Quran nowhere where Allah say it's all right for a Muslim to die in sin and not submitting to my will, so long as they believe in me, I'll bring them out of heaven. You won't find that in the Quran. And you won't find that in no authentic hadith either. The Prophet didn't encourage people to do wrong or just go on with their weaknesses and sin, because if you die and you, long as you don't associate a partner with Allah, you'll come out of hell. He didn't encourage that type of crazy, insane thinking. I'm saying that for all you Muslims who think that way. That's insanity. You're not only not a Muslim or believer, you're insane. So I'm through. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Lake Montslam, thank you, and I'm Shahid Shabazz again. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes from now every Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock p.m. And we are very thankful for all of you for having you. If there is anyone in the audience who has a question or who would like to make a comment, just join us. Please hit the number one button. We'd love to hear from you. That's what we want you to participate. Even though we are thankful to just have you listening. I was listening to Imam Shabazz, and I had been reading from the Quran, the Holy Quran, Surah 16, and it was saying here to take not your oaths to practice deception between yourselves, with the result that someone's foot may slip after it was firmly planted, and ye may have to taste the evil consequences of having hindered men from the path of Allah, and the mighty wrath descend on you. Yes, we find so many people playing with the Quran, the teachings and all, just want to use them to try to see who knows more, who knows best, and to argue as to what they think, if they believe it means. This is to take them very seriously. You can misguide people, you can discourage people, of course, your actions, after having studied Quran, studied Islam, and knowing the best way, you choose to try to be above God, to be a God yourself. And then you end up leading others astray and also yourself astray. And you have to pay a terrible price for that. It says, not serve a covenant of Allah for a miserable price. For with Allah is a prize far better for you if you only knew. Yes, people are out here charging all kinds of money for the Quran.
And,
they should be trying to get away free.
Right. And I want to say something, if I can. Can I say something before you conclude?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Allah says to all of you, everybody, Allah says, what is with us in the material world will vanish in no time. But Allah says, all that's with Him in this world will endure, last forever. Think about that.
Well, all right, my brother, you just took the words out that were coming next that I had been studying from the Quran. That's exactly what the next message was. Yes. And he said, he also says, we will certainly bestow on those who patiently persevere their reward according to the best of their action.
The best of their action.
Yes,
not
sir.
Not the worst of their action, but the best of their actions.
That's right. Yes, sir. So whoever works righteousness. Yes, indeed. Whoever works righteousness, man or woman, and has faith, verily to him will we give a new life a life that is good and pure, and we will bestow on such their reward or according to the best of their action. Well, it's
the best
simple.
Of their action.
Yes, that's something to want to attain in life. It's worth being patient, striving for, listening to and hearing and obeying Allah, because we know we are here for just a fleeting moment. And nobody knows when they're going to return to the eternal world with Allah, or whether and what where we will return according to our deeds and the best of our actions. So, people.
Can I share this with you too, since I ain't mean to cut you?
Yes, sir, definitely so.
Allah, there's a hadith for Brother Sherwood with me, and I believe it. He said, Allah sent the angel of death seven times to each person every day to take their soul from them. But Allah tell the angel, don't take it yet. Give them another chance. Seven times.
Allah, that's amazing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See how
And also, Allah says, out of all the people he created, out of every 1,999 people from the beginning of time is going into the Jahannam, hellfire, and only one out of 1,000 going into Jannah. Something to think about. Food for thought.
Excuse me, brother. Yes, I'm having this little allergy coughing spell, so it's kind of open. You will continue to cough while I go through this. I'm going to go away from the phone for a minute here. Excuse me, brother, and let you take over the while I finish this call. I'm going to be away because I don't disturb.
I just heard you, sister. I heard you. You can go it on. I heard you. Okay, brothers and sisters, what we want to say is this. Is the beginning of life for a human being is the fear of Allah. If you don't fear the Creator, fear of Allah means the fear to disobey Allah. It means the fear to do wrong. If you don't fear to do wrong, you will have no life. Because if you don't fear to do wrong, what will wrong do? Wrong will take your life. Wrong will take your life, people. So the fear of Allah is the beginning of wisdom. You got all these Muslims around here and all these people talking about all this education they got and want the Lord over somebody and, you know, want followers. And Prophet Muhammad, trials and peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad said, the greatest fight, the greatest struggle we got is against ourselves. It's against yourself. Your worst enemy is yourself. So when you see things going bad in your life, don't look around at nobody else. Like Michael Jackson said, go look in the mirror. You'll find the problem. The problem is you. Following your own will, your own ungodly ways, instead of following the good will, God's will, Allah's will inside your heart. And Allah said on the day of judgment, everybody going to give an accountability. They're going to answer for themselves, and ain't nobody going to get no help from nobody outside themselves. Meaning that all your help going to come from what's inside your heart, what's been written in the tablets of your heart, good or bad. And he said, those who get their record in their left hand, they ain't going to want to get it. They're going to put their hand behind their back because they ain't going to want to get their record because they know they're going to hell. And he said, those who get their record in their right hand, they're going to read it with joy and pleasure because they know they're going into Jannah. You got your choice today, people. This is a choice. This ain't no game. This is a choice. Make the choice now. Because today ain't promised. I could get killed out here on the highway. You can drop dead right there where you are. Allah controls life and death. Allah said every breath we take, we're getting nearer to death. So every time you inhale and exhale, you die. So, you know, since you don't know what your next breath going to be, your life or death, you should always stay in remembrance of Allah. die in a state of asking Allah for forgiveness of your sins and asking Him for your, His mercy to help you to stay away from all that He has forbidden and to help you to go towards all that He has enjoined on us of good. See, the Muslim, the true Muslim is the doers of good, not doers of evil. You got Muslims who go in the masjid and make prayer on Friday and then go right out of the masjid high and selling drugs right out of there, get out of the dough. You think Allah going to tolerate that type of behavior? Or do you think you're going in the hellfire? And you think a Muslim like that going in the hellfire and they coming out? And all these Muslims they talking about coming out of hell, most of them ain't coming out either. You know why? Because most of them, they didn't just die saying Allah was God and Muhammad was His messenger. They died with bad intentions. They died with the intentions to sin, and they knew Allah was God. And they knew Muhammad was His messenger. And all of those who died like that, I want all you Muslims to know with bad intentions, and just because they still say Allah is God and Muhammad is His messenger, they going in hell and they ain't never coming out. Now, you ain't got to believe me. Just wait till the day of judgment, and you ain't got no other choice but to wait, because you're going to be there. You're going to be there. Ain't nobody born except they're going to die. You're going to die. But your death don't have to be your end. Somebody said the other day, death is the, death is the end. They said something to this degree. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Well, if you don't die, how you going to get to heaven? But most Muslims and most people, they act like this world right here is already heaven. They ain't trying to prepare for death. You don't even want to, you don't even have most Muslims or people want to hear you talking about death. You start talking about death. Oh, I don't want to hear that. I ain't ready to die. I don't want to hear that. That'll happen when it happens. Allah said the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most. And Allah said the wisest person is the one that's best ready or prepared for death, prepared for Him. You say you want to meet Allah, but you don't want to die. And Allah said if you don't want to meet Him, He don't want to meet you either. Think on that. Praise be to Allah. So like I said, Allah Akbar. So go ahead on anybody else.
All right. We'll see if we can. I'd like to hear from Rashid again if he has anything that he would like to say. Brother Rashid.
Assalamu alaikum.
You're on there. Wa alaikum as-salam. Do you have any comments at this time?
Yeah, I would just like to say, back reflecting on what my father said, where I share this with a lot of my family, like my mother, my brothers and sisters, like mainly with my mother because, you know, a lot of people, most of us, even myself, I kind of fall short and I'm weak because I'm human at the end of the day, even though I'm striving. Like, we look for love from all the other people, far as friends, family, or whoever it could be, or whatever. And at the end of the day, the love, the only love that all of us need, any people, is from Allah. It's God, the creator of all. Like, so we look for love from the creation, but if the creation is not respecting and loving the creator, like, you're never going to get that love, so you're just going to be chasing after something that's never going to come. So at the end of the day, basically all I want to say is the wake-up call is stop chasing the love and looking for the love and the creation and look for it from the creator, which is Allah. And I'm speaking for myself because my ears are close to minds of y'all. So just take heed to that to all the brothers and sisters and the people that's on the air. And I just want to say, man, Allah, I just thank you for my father and my stepmother and all the people who are taking heed and wanting to make it to Jannah, because this is nothing but a big old illusion, man. All this stuff is going to be gone, and we all going to have to be accountable for everything that we've done. And our limbs and everything, our fingers, our nails, everything on our body is going to testify against us on that day. So, like, when you learn more about the religion, the our way of life, and just about how beautiful Allah is, and all his aspects, like, you just sit down and look at your body, just look at how, like, how we can move our fingers, how just how we can breathe, all this little stuff that people just don't think about or don't even recognize on a regular basis. Like, man, it's just like amazing. Like, and I just think a lot of people think because I went to prison and now I came out of prison, I'm just so holy or a Muslim. But I always wanted to be a Muslim, a scribe, and I always knew that that was a God. Even when I used to do wrong and
be in the streets or whatever, I ain't forget about God. I didn't say a lot because I didn't understand. I said God at the time, but I never forgot about God. And, man, it's just like a blessing, like how he blessed me to understand and to be more stronger. I still got little areas where I need to grow, and I'm weak because I'm human. But I understand I'm never going to let nobody deteriorate me from loving the law and striving to please him. Yeah, I still got my faults, and I still got growing, and I do little things because I'm human, and I sin. But I ask for forgiveness right away. I don't wait until 3 or 4 days when everything went bad. When I do something wrong, I say, stuff for Allah, please forgive me. And I say it more than once because I know I'm going to do something else, too, where I'm going to have to ask for forgiveness. So another message for all the people out there, man. Whenever you do anything wrong, you just throw something on the ground, pick it up, and say, stuff for Allah. Anything you do wrong, always ask for forgiveness right away. Don't wait until it piled up and build up, and then you try to ask for forgiveness. And this is the last thing. Everything that good that happens to all of us is from Allah. And anything bad that happens to us is from our own doing, from something that we brought about to ourselves. So I just want to end with that and say, man, I love Allah the most. And I'm just thankful for all the people that Allah put in my life, such as my father and my stepmother, who are striving to please him alone and nobody else. I just say, I'm smiling away for everybody.
Well, I just want to say that was a most powerful talk, and I was just sitting back enjoying it. It was a beautiful treat. I'm glad that you came on when I came on so Allah could bring his powerful electrical truth charge to me and put it in you, and you brought it out too. So Father and Son did was blessed to do a good job today, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
And keep up the good work, and you're on point. You're on point. You stay right there where you at. Don't let nobody move you off the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You are on the straight path to Allah. All you got to do, and Allah says this in my ending, Allah says he or she who sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she who have committed no sin.
Alhamdulillah.
See how merciful Allah is?
No question. Yep. He's the greatest.
So there's no excuse to sin.
No question.
To keep on sinning. To keep on sinning. That's what I mean.
That's it.
Because Allah will forgive you. He's often forgiven, most merciful. You ain't got
absolutely
no excuse to keep sinning. None. Yes. Nobody. I don't care who you are. Nobody.
Yep.
We have 1 minute left. 1 minute. The teaching beautiful brother Sean, he's following in his father's footsteps. All right, brother, you got some competition there, Imam Shabazz. Imam Shaheed, you got
to I'm going to let my son say the prayer to end the show.
All right. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, most grateful. Allah, I just thank you for being so great to all of us. Allah, we love you the most, and we just ask that you keep on being merciful and blessing us to stay on the straight path. Allah, we truly ask that you forgive us for all our sins, the known ones and the unknown. Allah, we just want to be strong and be with you and the angels in heaven soon. And anything I left out, though, I meant to say, you know, my mind, my heart, my soul. And Allah, just say, Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this Sunday. It's now again time for the issue of beautiful weekend and to meet each other again next week. Same time, same place, now the on the radio station.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present. To give love, and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be.
With your neighbor, and
lots of neighbors.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those who call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. The world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, and we won't change no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.